are, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here on FingerLakes1.com on April 17th, 2019. We're live inside the FingerLakes1.com studio, where I'm joined by Sydney Rogers, Josh Durso, and Jim Sinacropi.
Good
Happy
morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
You look super springy today.
I'm trying, but it's still pretty cold outside. I mean, it's sunny.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get
better.
But
it's cold.
I like it. I like the
Thank
colors
you.
Moving forward for spring.
I know. I'm trying. I woke up, was on my way to the gym at 6 in the morning, and I couldn't even see the traffic lights in front of me.
Yeah.
It was so foggy.
It really was.
And then I was coming here, on my way here, and the fog was still just like floating on top of the water. It was really pretty because it's sunny.
I've never seen that before
in all the years I've lived in the Finger Lakes, but super sunny. Beautiful out, looking.
Fog on the water, so cold.
Fog. Just
that's why.
Floating on the water. Yeah.
The water's still very cold.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
wasn't
the fog's
tempted to
hanging
jump
over.
In.
Right, right. Not tempted to go in, but
I think
We do have a sponsor of
Good.
The show this
week. Good for us.
So this week's episode is brought to you by Woody's Bar and Grill, who will be holding a special Easter brunch in the Chancellor Ballroom at the Seneca Falls Waterloo Quality Inn on Sunday, with seatings between 10:30 and 2 o'clock. The cost is only $23 for adults and $12 for children between 4 and 11 years old. Brunch includes a salad station, which I love salad stations.
Yeah.
With fresh fruit, scrambled eggs, bacon and sausage, breakfast potatoes, eggs benedict, cheese, blintzes, tarragon carrots, green bean almondine, assorted pastries, and a carving station with baked Virginia ham and fresh roasted turkey. Call 315-220-8250 to book reservations.
Brunch.
That sounds like a perfect Easter brunch.
Yeah. I know. It sounds delicious.
Yeah. Why are salad stations always better than like a regular salad you get from a restaurant? I don't
Well, it's like a salad bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, salad bar.
Yeah.
Well,
because
you get to build your, you like get to grab extra of all the things that you really like.
It just tastes different
why?
To me, even like the dressings and everything.
It tastes different than if they bring it to you pre-made?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, I think you're overthinking that a little bit.
No.
I just think a salad somebody else makes is always better than the salad that I would make myself. But then when you go to a salad bar, it's just as good.
Well,
so
if
I don't
you order
know.
A salad at a restaurant, it generally would be something less than you would make yourself, because it's pre-made and it's meant to marry flavors of certain types of ingredients that you wouldn't necessarily put on yourself. So you'll get it and you'll be like, oh, this is fantastic. But if you made it yourself, you might have left off a couple of the ingredients that they use.
True.
But I like either way.
Okay. Yeah, but this everything on here just screams Easter brunch to me, and that's what I love.
Tarragon carrots?
Yep. Eggs Benedict, which I can eat all the time, but and then like the ham, and it just sounds delicious. And
so that's at the former Holiday Inn, now the Quality Inn on Waterloo.
It's really nice in
Seneca Falls, Waterloo.
Mm-hmm. I've been in there.
Mound Road.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
With great food, too.
Good. Yeah. Yep. Are you going? Are you going to go get brunch?
I might just have to. I don't know. My days are always so long with a million different places that I go, but
I know. You have a huge family that you have to.
So far, I have three places I have to go that day.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I think that should be good.
Where does Easter rank? Top? Is it a top three holiday?
This is a question I notice you have.
Top five.
No.
Top five, but not top three. Yeah, it's
Christmas,
not top three for me.
I mean, there's only what?
4th of July.
Ooh.
Are there even five recognizable holidays
well,
that actually warm
Memorial
the
Day weekend?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You know, Flag Day.
I like Easter egg hunts. I like watching the kids, like how excited they are with it. But I also like to have my own Easter egg hunt, adult style.
Ooh, what do
which
you put
my
in
mom
the
has
eggs?
Done.
Like
yeah,
money,
little
tickets,
little shooters of alcohol, or
really little. How do you fit? Do you have the big eggs?
Yeah, they're only like this big, and then the eggs. Well, I can't really do it with this hand, but it's fun. Yeah, my mom will still make us an Easter basket, only like an adult version, and they'll put like a gift card to a restaurant or something. You know.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
We want to be kids as long as possible.
Absolutely.
In my family, but
that's
I don't know if it's top three.
That's cute. So
definitely not top three.
I'm dying to know. How did your Instacart experience go?
Yeah,
we talked about it last week. You were going to go deliver and shop for your first Instacart job.
I took screenshots so I could remember, because you know, not thinking too far ahead. All the ones that I got posted for were in Newark area, and I gave my options of Geneva and Newark. Yes. Seems like Geneva was a lot more busy than Newark, so the first two times I went to do it, they asked me to leave early. They said, it's slower than usual. Would you like to leave early and not get a penalty? So I was like, no, what? I'm going to stay on and see because I wanted to try it. Didn't get a badge either of those days.
So you haven't done it yet.
Then come Monday, I got my first batch.
Oh, wow.
But I ended
That's what it's called, a batch.
Yeah, it's called a batch. I ended up declining it because it gave you the estimated amount of how much you would make, and I factored in the miles I had to go. It was 10 miles from the Newark Wegmans to the place I had to go to. But from my house to the Newark Wegmans was like another 7 miles, and my estimated amount was $11.12.
Oh. So you would have made $11 for going grocery shopping for somebody?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
See, and they only had like maybe 8 things that I had to get. So I was like, you know, I should do it, but it was like...
If you lived closer, it totally makes sense.
If I would... What people do, I guess, is they go to where it's a hot spot, and they show it on the map, and you get it quicker. But I was, like, so excited, and then I was like, I'm not even going to do it. I'm going to...
11 bucks. What are you going to get for 11 bucks? A Happy Meal from the Lions McDonald's?
That's funny you say that. But, yeah, so I declined it, and then they gave me, like, a... Like a bad merit. So now my reliability is down.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, you know, maybe it was fun to play around with. I'm technically supposed to do it again today and tomorrow, but I don't know if I'm going
to. Look at you becoming an unreliable Instacart shopper in one day.
Well, I actually, after last week's show, went home later that night and I created an Instacart account as a user of people that have delivered. And they won't deliver from Geneva Wegmans to Seneca Falls, so options were Tops and Aldi's.
Yeah.
And then I looked through, and yeah, you know, any name brand stuff you want, but when you start going to through the produce and stuff, you don't know the quality of the produce,
right? And you can't.
Well,
pick
that's
your own
on
produce.
Your shopper. They give you tips on how. When I was doing the test one, it said like, "What is a good produce if it has." Mold or
oh my god, they grade you on how good you are, like grading produce,
and they give you $11. But you would theoretically get a tip,
it fluctuates
as well.
Yes, yeah, and that was them estimating a $4 or $3 tip. But
oh, wait, so the tip was included in the 11?
They estimated that the person can give you a tip,
or they can give you nothing,
yeah, that's true. But I guess it's a lot more, you get a lot more money if there's a lot more items, which makes more sense.
The real winner is the Instacart, the company.
Yes.
Yeah. They do nothing.
If you do your research, it seems like they have gone downhill this year. So
really?
Yeah, because it's not a good business model.
I did an experiment, and you know what? It's just not for me. Maybe if it's someone who has no job.
I don't know.
They're willing to do 3 or 4 in a day and make $11 for each one. Now you made yourself $50.
Yeah. Right, especially if you're doing it within like an hour and a half time.
For the amount of times that we've seen them in Wegmans up in Rochester, it to me, with the way they're racing around the store, because they're literally like running.
Oh,
basically.
Yeah,
because
you get tested on your speed. There's a speed thing on
it's,
here, too.
To me, it seems like it's a volume thing. If you can do a high volume of them, say you could like knock out like a dozen of them in like a few hours. Mm-hmm.
Even two or three at once?
There would probably be a better...
That's
there'd probably be
thinking.
A better chance of like making something meaningful off
Rochester
of that, but it's
will
not,
have more guaranteed than an area this, but it could still work for some people, and just obviously it wasn't my thing.
Well,
what happens
stay
when you
tuned.
Run into anybody, too? Like, I run into a million people at the grocery store. It takes me so long to go grocery.
It's a great excuse to
like,
be able to just walk
like,
away from them.
I'm Instagramming.
Yeah.
I'm Instagramming
sorry,
see delivery.
I'm getting time. Bye.
Yeah. The biggest incentive was they used to have a per hour guarantee. So if I didn't get a single batch, you still got $10 per hour. Oh. So that's why I was like,
oh, that'd be the best.
Yeah, right. It's like I was sitting at my house, but then when I contacted one of their representatives, they said that they no longer do that. And I was like, well, then I'm leaving early.
Right.
Forget
Hocking
this.
Out.
Yeah. So that was my experience.
Interesting. Okay.
But you did mention the Lion's McDonald's. Why is that?
Okay, so yeah. imagine you stop at McDonald's and you just get yourself a Happy Meal or maybe some kind of, maybe you're into Big Macs or McNuggets, whatever your case may be.
Don't get me hungry.
And you drink your drink, and like a lot of people, you pop the lid off because you want to chew on the ice or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You pop the lid off, and all of a sudden you look down and you see a worm.
I can't. I literally feel like I'm in a vomit.
We got that picture. Let's throw
a
that
real
picture.
Oh
my gosh, there's a picture.
There is a picture.
There's a picture, of course. We're going to scroll down
drink?
A little bit. You'll
just
see that. So it was just your average fountain drink.
Stop.
That's
it.
A big
and
worm.
So, okay. Like so the first time this happened on March 7th at the Lions McDonald's. A college student had just finished class, went through the drive-thru, noticed that after she got done drinking the drink. A month later, earlier this month in April, the exact same thing happened to another person. His daughter had gotten a Happy Meal or some sort of
both
meal
lines.
Combination. Mm-hmm. And there was a worm at the bottom of this. So now you got the state health department investigating. They confirmed that the worm was in fact an earthworm, not a maggot or not any other type of, it is an earthworm.
So it was planted there by an employee or it was planted there by the person who actually drank the drink as a potential target for a
See,
lawsuit.
This is what that was the first thing I thought
I'm
of, but then
that.
I thought to myself, you have two incidents separated by a month and the two people didn't know each other at
so
any.
So likely it would be the employee.
It would
Did
have
they
to
both
be an
take
employee.
Pictures? Like with those two pictures on that news article, was that two
yes.
different pictures?
So
because the worms looked two different.
Right, they were
worms.
Different
yeah.
worms.
And they actually, so I believe in both cases they got the state health department also got the worm.
Oh,
so it's an earthworm.
Can
it
you
is
get
an earthworm.
Fingerprints or DNA off
How?
Of a worm?
No, you can't. But you can definitely like, I mean. This it all goes into this.
You can see
this,
if it's a similar kind of worm, right?
Well, that was they just tested it to see if it, what kind of worm it was. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not
well,
really
I mean,
sure
it wasn't
kind of,
the type of worm. The worm wasn't sitting around in the fountain lines of the Coke.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I feel like
because that
don't
would
worms
be the
like
only.
Aren't
that would
in a
be
pack?
The well, they could be, but why would one hang out for an extra month inside that solar
right,
line?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
they should go to a local. Tackle place that offers worms and see if there's any employees that work at McDonald's.
Well, you can get, I mean, especially the past
tackle
week,
shops.
There's worms all over your driveway.
Tackle shops, have you known
right.
about?
I mean, there's worms everywhere right now this time of
that
year.
That was like a tiny little skinny worm.
That one was really
See,
dark.
Here's my thing. So say somebody did plant that in there. Ugh. How did they plant it without, like, crushing it? Like, if you picked up a worm, wouldn't it just, like, smush in your hand
no.
in between
No,
your
they,
fingers?
Like, get smaller and, like, try and move around.
Yeah, I used to go with my dad in the yard to get worms for him to go fishing with, you know,
oh.
at night.
They
make
me
nauseous.
Night crawlers.
Yeah. They were.
Can
it's
you imagine if
it
was
disgusting.
One of those big... huge nasty worms.
Well, you though. Could eat those worms and you would be fine. It wouldn't hurt you.
They're a superfood technically.
Oh.
They're loaded with protein.
Well, there you go.
So
you
maybe
better
the
go
person,
to
line
like,
if you're looking for
some. Yeah.
If you just order a milkshake and you can get yourself a little protein shake just
it's
like
sad
that.
Sad because like once in a while we like to take Liam there.
So here's the question.
So we decided not to go there anymore. And
oh,
now,
you're not going there anymore.
No.
Oh, see to me I would I think the frankly, that could happen anywhere, and I think those are just
very isolated.
You roll
the
dice.
Probability of it happening.
You go out
again.
To eat, it could happen.
Because what
right,
if it's an
twice,
employee?
The fact that it happened twice—that's what scares people. I'm assuming.
But
I've
doubt
gone
that they
to
have
the Seneca Falls McDonald's after they had that
hepatitis
outbreak,
a few years
which
ago.
Is even,
yeah.
and I've gone there since then, which is gross to think about, but.
Yeah, but
TJ decided we're going to venture into Newark for a little bit if we want some fast food. They have better options anyways.
It's a great excuse to just not eat fast food. I mean,
yeah.
Look, I don't you know what? Maybe we've had this conversation before, but I will eat fast food, but I won't like I'll go through and get like a small Coke and a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Comes like 2.40.
Yeah,
right.
But you know, it fills me up enough to where I'm not hungry. Because usually, when you want to go to fast food, you're just hungry and don't have time. So instead of getting
we're lazy,
that's double right. quarter pounder with cheese, supersized with the large fries and the large Coke, one cheeseburger, one small Coke, I'm pretty much satisfied until I can get some real food.
Right, right. That's true.
So the moral of the story is, we can still eat fast food.
In moderation.
In moderation, of course. Right.
Or even, you know, sometimes I will get a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder, but without the fries. And a small Coke, not the large Coke.
I'd rather the fries.
Mm. I hate McDonald's fries anyways. Or in the morning. Burger King fries are better.
In the morning, especially if I'm golfing early in the morning and want to get something in my stomach, a sausage McMuffin and a small orange juice.
That's my downfall, is I love their breakfast sandwiches for some reason.
Just get that with something, a small drink, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Maybe not every day. That might catch up to you, but...
Let's look at some things that we actually want to look at.
Yes, because I don't want to see any more of that picture. That was just
see
wrong.
Everybody at Lions McDonald's after this.
Yeah, staff meeting. All right. Yes, let's jump into our photos from the past week. First up, a stunning shot of Honeyway Lake by Mary White Potter.
It is stunning.
That is beautiful. For some reason, the first thing I thought of was The Notebook.
First thing I thought of was Game of Thrones.
Oh, see, I've never seen a single episode of that.
Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about that? Okay, we'll get to that another time.
If we got time, we will.
Sorry.
That is a beautiful shot, though.
Who took that? Mary White Potter.
Yes.
Took a good picture.
Here's a unique look at the railroad crossing on 414 in Seneca Falls by Justin Shaw. That's cool.
That took me a minute. Yeah.
I love that.
Took me a minute to figure that out. That is cool.
Very cool.
I like that. This is a familiar overlook. We've seen this view more than once on the show. This one captured by Elizabeth Hottinger.
Fantastic. Still a great shot.
That's Canandaigua Lake from Naples, right?
The overlook.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Love it. Here's a look at the Chimney Bluffs up in Wayne County by Jim Montanus. Thank you, Montanus.
That's awesome. Great shot there. Wow.
I love it. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there a person up there?
Yeah.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. Gorgeous. And a drone shot by Mike Calabrese overlooking downtown Seneca Falls. Great shot.
It's the knitting mill to the lower right there in that chimney is part of the old knitting mill, the now current, our future home of the Women's Hall of Fame.
Right. Beautiful shot. Some dark skies made for a dramatic sunset in Ontario County. This photo was captured by Travis J. Smith.
Awesome.
Ooh, look at those clouds.
You can't tell which way's up and which way's down.
That's cool. Love it. Ed Traffigan caught the sunrise in Yates County.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm sorry if I'm saying your guys' names wrong.
I think you got it right. If not, Ed, let us know.
Yes, please let us
reach
know.
Reach out to us on Twitter like you do. You and Josh are Twitter friends, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Tweet, tweet.
Give us the phonetics, please. And then there's this impressive barn shot by Shelly Lannon along County Road 43 in Clifton Springs.
Shelly loves barns.
Love it.
Looks huge in this picture.
I think we got another one of those coming of that same barn.
Oh, really?
Same barn, different person?
No, same barn, same person, just a different different angle.
Okay. Well, next is Lisa Travis's shot, and she shot this gorgeous sky in Penn last weekend.
Cool. Ooh. I love it.
Love it.
The picture's kind of trippy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
The color scheme, I like it.
And another shot by Ed Traffigan from Italy Hill. Plenty of gorgeous sunrises and sunsets this week in the Finger Lakes. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, these sky pictures.
Can you imagine being there in person? Because it has to look a little better in person. As good as that shot is. That is crazy.
Breathtaking. All right, that barn captured by Shelley makes a second appearance right now, this time from a different view.
Silo.
Yes.
So pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like it's a working farm anymore, though, does it?
You don't think so?
Yeah, maybe.
I think it might be.
I'm going
to
guess.
They run those things to the ground.
Right. Big old barn, nonetheless. Love it. And a dramatic sunset by Rachel Burkholder.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Just peeking through that little hole in the clouds. Yeah, that Game of Thrones right there.
Love. All right, these last two shots are by Rachel Burkholder, who shared some sure signs of spring with us.
Oh. Yeah. They're old. No. We've got a...
I've seen that one.
Judy Goodman, but that was from last week, right?
Yeah, that's from last week. Those other two captions that you're about to read, they're from last week. They must have stuck on the script. Because that other Rachel picture was the last photo of the week.
Oh. What's your favorite?
my gosh.
I'm going to have to go with... Fine, I'll go first. The Chimney Bluffs in Wayne County by Jim.
Ooh. Actually, Jess, you go. I'm still thinking.
I'm so stuck on all of them, but I really just loved that first one by Mary White Potter. That was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, that was.
And I think I will go with... I'll go with Shelley's Barn Up Close.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Okay, Jim.
Well, I've already decided that I was going to go with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that one gorgeous. Of you picked it.
Woo-hoo. Just gorgeous.
I saw beautiful. Something on Facebook with Shelley that someone was using her pictures of her barn. Did anyone to sell see things. That?
Jim Montanus took this one.
Really? Yes.
Good job, Jim.
That's crazy.
I thought that was so funny because it's so random. They were trying to sell a house or something, like apartment, and they put pictures of her barn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they used the pictures that she had shared to Facebook as, like, stock images for the thing that they were trying to sell.
Oh, wow.
She talked to them, and they took it down, though.
That's good. So. That's good. Well, great job, everyone. Congrats, Jim.
Montanus.
Montanus.
It's like Montana with a U.S. at the end.
Montanus.
You never got know. It. You never
Come
know.
On.
I got your back.
Thank you guys for sending them in. If you'd like to share your local photos from across the region, click the link in the submit content section of our homepage, fingerlakeswan.com. All right.
Beautiful.
Got through that. Jim, what is our weekend weather outlook here in the Finger Lakes?
The further east you are, the less chance of rain. The further west you are, the more chance of rain. It's changeable right now.
Oh boy.
It's going to be warm, but it could be wet here for us in the Finger Lakes. Friday night, they're calling for a 90% chance of showers, or Friday during the day. Possible late afternoon thunderstorm, high near 72.
Take the warmer temps.
But again, I'm seeing forecasts from Syracuse TV stations that are saying just a sprinkle on Friday with sun in 70s. So I'm hoping, I think the further east you are, the better chance of no rain on Friday. So I don't want to call it a washout, 90% chance of showers. Plus, when they say 90% chance, it doesn't mean even then it'll wash out. If it's showers, you might see a shower or two, but for the most part, it might be a dry day. Saturday, showers likely again, 70%. Same situation, though. You know, further east, they're saying no rain, pure sun.
So I'm keeping
my fingers crossed. And again, warm, high in the upper 60s. Pick day would be Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the lower 60s. Just a 40% chance of early showers. But again, this is all changeable. I would check the Finger Lakes Weather Center often over the next couple of days for updates on this one. And then returning back to work on Monday, after the day after Easter, partly sunny, high near 66.
Okay. Beautiful. I mean, at least the temps are high. Hey, if it's rain and not snow because of higher.
See, I'd rather have no rain and a little cooler, but whatever.
Can't always.
Because the rain is, we got to get this ground into out of the early spring condition into more of an early summer condition.
Yes, it's because you're golfing.
And why not get the yard in shape?
Mm-hmm. I can agree with you with that because of Nova. It's such a pain.
Oh, yeah.
Muddy all the
mud.
Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's just smelling everything now because, like, all the scents are back.
Mm-hmm.
So it drives me crazy because our outage takes a lot longer. Our outings take so much longer.
Aw. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. All right. What do we have for events and deals this week?
We're going to focus on more options for your Easter Sunday across the region.
Yeah, if you don't have made plans yet, here's some ideas.
Yes. On Sunday, you can be a part of the first Easter celebration at the Victor Beer Hall. You can enjoy live jazz music, serenading guests from the upstairs loft, as well as a complimentary glass of champagne with each entree. It's running all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 300 High Street in Victor. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sure.
Something that's going until 9 p.m. on Sunday
right.
for Easter is unheard of, so that's smart on their part.
Yes.
You can also enjoy Easter brunch at the Ramada Geneva Lakefront from noon until 5 p.m., and you can enjoy Lakeview Dining at the north end of Seneca Lake. It's always pretty there. I'm sure they have some good food. And in the Aurora Inn is having a special 3-course dinner on Sunday, which starts at 11 a.m.
Serving all day, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Cuba Lake, east side.
And you can check out the Grand Easter Brunch Buffet at Watkins Glen Harbor Hotel from 11 to 6.
And millions of other brunches.
Yeah, those are just a few that we just picked up real quick. But
awesome.
Yes. I can't believe it's Easter already.
I know. It's like, snuck up. I still have to...
Well, Easter moves around, so...
Make sure the Easter bunnies...
Easter rotates.
Yes, sometime
between
do.
March.
Excuse me.
We're running a little short on time. I should get to the sports.
Yes.
NBA and NHL playoffs are this weekend. Continuing on, Syracuse lacrosse is at Navy Saturday at 5 o'clock. That's the regular season finale. Mm-hmm. Next week's the ACC tournament. Cornell lacrosse at Brown on Saturday at noon. Next week, they'll host Princeton for their home finale before the Ivy League tournament. Hobart's last regular season home game at Boswell Field in Geneva is Saturday against Mount St. Mary's at noon. The Yankees host the Royals Thursday at 6:35, Friday at 7:05, Saturday at 1:05, and Sunday at 1:05 before they take a West Coast trip for the close out the month of April. The Mets are at St. Louis Friday at 8:15, Saturday at 2:15, and Sunday at 2:15. And did you anybody you got girls aren't golf fans normally watch golf, but did you see what Tiger Woods did at the Masters?
I didn't see it, but I heard.
Oh, I saw it. It was on my TV, and I heard the screams from the living room, and I went out to see what it was.
But that's a difference. You guys know what I'm talking about. If Francisco Molinari won it, you guys probably wouldn't have even known that fact.
So Ricky Fowler, I would have known if he won, or I can't remember.
That's that.
Anyways, that's that. Tiger is back, and the stock market went up from all the golf stocks, and anybody involved in the golf industry is pumped because all of a sudden, golf's on the upswing again, thanks to old Tiger.
Tiger.
I heard people are upset because he didn't do his signature, like,
fist pump
back. Yeah, he did two instead.
I thought I saw a picture. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. So I saw a picture.
People were talking. That's what I saw, like, little...
What he's 43
tweets.
Years old. The
he's
last
draw
time
his
he,
back if he does that.
The last time he won a major and had the opportunity to do that caliber fist pump, he was on one leg because he had a broken one, and
so they say
he was what 12 years younger.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean,
so that big movement of like pulling your back down and just shooting.
No,
your
I think,
he's just
I
a
don't
different
know.
Person.
It wasn't a type. It was a tap in. It wasn't a if he made a 20-foot putt to win, he made a fist pump, but it was a tap in. So. You know, it just would have been weird to fist pump.
No. If it's his thing, he should have done it.
Well, I don't know how much it's his thing.
It was cute to see his whole family there, though, rallying around.
Where was his Ellen Nordegan, his ex-wife, the mother of the kids?
Oh, well, I didn't notice her.
I would imagine she's
children.
Back in Norway living
counting her
a
money.
Great
living
life.
Living a lavish life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody was safe that night.
Anyways, who watches Game of Thrones? You don't?
I've never seen it.
You watch Game of Thrones?
Garbage. Terrible show.
Garbage. Oh my
God,
it's the best show of all time.
I bet I would like it.
It's not trash.
Amazing.
Terrible.
Oh,
why is it terrible?
It's so amazing.
It is it's the definition of a viral TV show. The only reason why people are obsessed with it is because everyone is obsessed with it.
No.
It
is. I didn't get on the
herd mentality times 5,000.
It's the deepest storyline of any TV show ever.
That's any TV show if you watch it for 7 years. Of course.
It's not true. That is not true.
I mean,
for somebody who doesn't watch it, you can't say what I'm saying is not true. There is a backstory to this show that goes so deep. There's thousands and thousands of pages written about it.
It is pretty
It's
amazing.
A book, right? It was a book?
It's a series of books, yeah.
Series of books,
that aren't finished yet. The show has gone beyond the books.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm living proof that I'm not a bandwagon person, so that doesn't actually always happen.
It was fun
to
have.
I didn't watch it till last year. Not even
but
a year
you
ago.
Caught up and watched them all?
I think it was over Christmas break, maybe. Yeah.
I wish I could go back and watch them all.
How many binged. Seasons?
Eight. But the disappointing thing is now that it's the last season, and it was fun to watch it, and a lot of great things, a lot of good reunions happened and stuff that you've been waiting like for years to see. But the problem is that they're now rushing it to finish it, where in the beginning of the show, they didn't rush anything.
Right.
They would do something in season one that they wouldn't pay off till that they didn't pay off till last Sunday.
Oh,
you know, 8 years later.
That would drive me crazy.
So anyways, they're rushing it now, but it's exciting because so much is going to happen quickly. That show used to just make you wait and wait for years and years. Or in your case, weeks, because you would watch, you binge-watched it. But I watched that show since
just happened.
Episode one, it's week by week.
Oh, man. See, I just want to... I want to just not even watch it until it's all there so I can just binge it.
I'm that person.
Torture.
Maybe anyway. I'll get on the bandwagon. Instacart just messaged me and asked if I want to start my shift early.
Oh, girl,
why? So they can reject you again?
Yes.
Like 4 hours from now?
Woohoo. All right.
How would
All
you right. like to make $11 the hard way? Get in your car, drive 17 miles, grocery shop for someone, bring it to them,
Burn
and
the
we'll
gas.
Give you $11.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
Crazy.
Life. Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for us today. How's our timing?
We're already over. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. If you like the show, please watch again, share with your friends, click like. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you next week.
Happy Easter.
Oh. Happy Easter. Uh-huh.